Shirayim Bezin Shabbos Tesvav Iyor Hitov Shalom and Zion May 3rd, 1977, Tuesday continued.
So he spotted. Why? Because it's not in the Masheves. His kavone was to be made here in front of it, to carry it in front of him, and then he carried it behind him. So mainly it's not in the Masheves. If his kavone was to carry it on his back, and then it turned out that he carried it in his own. Chayav. Them is some who are Yishu Achigeres B'sinah. Bein Yufoneh or Bein Lachel Chayav. So the apron usually revolves. So Shechin Rohu Li Yishchezeh. So in other words, even though he was Mishave, she was Mishavenes, to carry it in front, but she knew that in all probability it will turn lachreo. So mele it is in lach machshetz. Reb Yudei Meir av Mikabli Piski. Now there is a strange shot of the rabbis of Abrash. Right, mischav lehizli fonok kishetzir emon moiz bisdinei kidei shiniu tluin lefonok ubole lachok pota tluin iskaim machshavtei. So it's not in lach machshetz. We have a like misasi. ולא מסחבי, לאחר ובו לפונוב חייב, לגמור מפור שתיים, סינו כי נכנסיים קטנים, וחיגר יסי יסי לצניץ, ואם תוצא בי שום דובו להיצי, הוא בו לצד האחר חייב, שחירו לי ישחזיה, דאר כי לי ישחזיה סביב יסאו, ומתחילוסו, יודו שסייפי לי סבי. Because by itself it revolves. רב יהודה אימי רב מקב לפסקי, של מלך לרמי סרום לרוצי, אפיים חיובים ביציוסו, אפילו לא נזכיים המחשבתון, כי ניציון על מנס לסיתון לראות זה, ונוסני לזה, כך לא של רבי זי, וליבי מגמגיים, but even though ליבי מגמגיים, so it appears from the Rashi at the end, before the next Mishnah, שחיל לפלור, ומלכוס, ACK, that he didn't reject the פשט. ליבי מגמגיים, he found it difficult, but that's the פשט, that Rashi accepted. That Rashi accepted. So I mean that it was all the other Rishonim, Achilik on that pshat, because if it is as the rabbis of Rashi say, so how could there be a Salgadaitoch that is born? Bishleim in regard to Nishachi Geres Bissino, Bin Foner Bin Lacheo, so it's a Chiddush Chayetz, because I could argue the other way too. After all, she was when she put it on, she had the kavone to carry it milfonel, and then it turned out that she carried it lachel. So here she is, in view of the fact that she knew at that time that it's likely to revolve itself, and what was originally in front will be back. So mainly it's considered mischave to carry it in the back, but that's a chiddush. One could say the contrary. Mashaykin here, so what is the chiddush? How could anyone, even for a moment, assume differently? In other words, so the melech gave a certain document, a certain biscuit, a piece of paper, to the rotzi, to someone. So, he gave it to someone. So someone, to find the rotzi, not the melech. So, a person was made at Reshus Rabbi. And his kavone was to turn it over to a certain rotz, one who runs fast. So we are not discussing the chiyuv chatos of the rotz. We are discussing the chiyuv chatos of the person who took it outside in order to deliver it to a rotz. To deliver the rotz. So he was making it outside the document, with the intention of delivering it to what's number one. And then he delivered it to what's number two. So the chiddush is that he's chayav. How could it be possible? I mean, after all, as far as his itzoye is concerned, so it was done the way he intended it. He intended to take out this piece outside in the Rishus Rabbi. But what was the purpose? Why did he take it outside? Because he intended to find a certain rotz. So, So he intended to find Mr. A and deliver to him, and he didn't find Mr. A. He found Mr. B. So what? So it's not his machshav day. So how could anyone say that he is potter? Af mikapli piskin shel melech li meis chom lirotzi. Af heim chayovim de mikapli piskin. Be itzoson. Af yu loin iskaimu machshavton. Ki itzion al manas li sitein lirotze. Vi nosne lo ze. Kach lo shen rabeiza. Alright. But we have to understand. So, of course, all the other Rishenim explain it differently. And they say, before Shrabi Nishmoel, שיהי שודו מימון אל המלך, שלא יישא פיסקי של מלך, לא ידע מי אין דיברו בחיילוב ובאיזה צורת. צריך לצוף, ונעשה נעשה בכיסיין, עטויים בזרעיין, ואיזה, so it's put in a certain belt, ואיזה כיסים, צמין, so the kiss, the purse, is placed in the belt, ואיזה כיסים, so the purse that is placed in the belt, is likely to revolve. So even though the intention originally was that he should carry it out here in front of the belt, and then it was carried out in the back of his belt, so it's considered mischave. That we understand. We have to say, we should keep a chizm pom with me, pom lache, but my mom should be the sinner later. Sure chizm. But according to Rabbi Yisrael of Rashi, so what kind of a chidish? So we have to say that the chidish is this. In other words, we have a halacha that one is only chayev if it is meitzi a chifetz that has chishivus. And that's the reason as to why we have all kinds of shiur. If it's meitzi refuah, so it's one shiur. If it's meitzi le'alachilo, it's another shiur. Why? Because if it's meitzi refuah, so then it has chishivus in a lesser size. And if it's meitzi le'sio, it only has chishivus with a larger size. So in other words, so the halacha is that if someone is meitzi a chifetz, there's no chishivus, he's potter. There's no chishivus, he's potter. He's potter because it has no, it has, so it has the chishivus. It has the chishivus. So one could argue that in as much as the person, after all, this biscuit, what's its worth? Just if somebody will have in his pocket a small piece of paper that he doesn't care for, and he's not going to use it, and he's not going to use it for anything. It's too small to write notes on it. So, and he just had it in his pocket, and he walked out with it. He will not be chayav chatos because it has no chshivus, he doesn't care for it. So it has no chshivus. Now, this piece has chshivus. It has to be delivered to the rots, and the rots has to run fast and deliver it in a certain place. So the chshivus of that piece consists in the fact that it will be delivered to the rots. But if his kavone was to deliver it, he took it outside with the kavone to deliver it to rots number one. And then he didn't find rots number one. So he delivered it to rots number two. So one could argue it's not so. But one could argue that since it, in order to be chayav, ani chayvetz, so the chayvetz has the chshivus. And the chshivus of that chayvetz so consists in the fact that it will be delivered to the rots. And if his kavone was to deliver it to one rot, so mainly that means that it didn't have chshivus. According to his machshove. So when he carried it outside, it didn't have chshivus. We could argue that way. So komashmono. Alright. Maishna lifonov ubole leachov di poter. The leisavit machshavte. So lachov ubole lifonov name o leisavit machshavte. Oma rebeleze al tavre. Mishe shonu zu, mishonu zu. So far at this stage, the Gemara Reb Lezer assumed that it doesn't make any difference. So just as is Lifonov, Ubo Lachov is Potter, so Lachov Ubo Lifonov is also Potter. So Reb Lezer Tavren, Shonazu. So in other words, so one Tane says that Amischavi Leitz Lifonov Ubo Lachov is Potter, and the same thing is true of Mischavi Leitz Lachov and Lifonov. And the other Tane says, Israeli can he says, is Chayev, and the same thing would be Lifonov and Lachov. Rove, o Mai Puxê, Dilu e Fona Vubolach, Vanitam de Cota, Misram, Nishmira Mule, Bolsamir, Nishmira Prus, Leach, o Bolu e Fono, Hainitaim de Haye, de Misram, Nishmira Prus, ou Bolsamir, Nishmira Mule. In other words, because Milachas Machedes, when we learned Paul Godel's, when I was discussing the Reb Chaim, so I mentioned the Gemara in Krisis, of Shochach Melach de Melibay, and from that Gemara, it appears, because Reb Chaim says that Melachas Machedes implies a din of Yedid, not a din of Kavoni. But then from the Gemara of Atzot Chalozim Bapeitzei, so we see that besides Kavone, there is another Aloche. So I said that there are two Alohes in Lechas Machshavos. One is a din of Yediyeh, and another is a din of Rotz, but not Kavone. Kavone, that has to do with a general principle of Dovashim Mishram. Is mutar kolater kolay. So if a certain act is done without kavone, so it's not a ma'isavir kol. But there is no special aloha in Shabbos. The special aloha in Shabbos of Melachas Machshavos. So we have two principles. One principle is that if a aloha is done shaloi b'diyose, if he's not conscious of the fact that he does a aloha, so then it's not a aloha. So Mimele, if somebody has a chifetz in his pocket and he is not aware that he has a chifetz, he has a handkerchief in his pocket, he goes outside, so then so Gabishabes is potter because it's not Nasis Bidios. And then there is another aloche of Rotz. Now that's the Gemara of Atzot Chalosei Misasek to Eitzel and Tilas Nishom. A few things she puts in Chai Misasek with Tilas Nishom. Wo Abayu Bechobed Abad Abayu Bidr Abshin Bzikrei Shem Yomus Shana Hoche Likamo Diz Ben Nishom Et Vein Nichalei Kehichal and Litzel Tzivei. So that means that he's unhappy about it. So that means it rots in his life. But not, it's not an union of Kavon. It's not an union of Kavon. So what rots in his life? So in Mele we see that there are two aloches, two aspects of Melachas Machshavos. One is that it has to be done b'diyose, and another is that it has to be done b'retzeini. So in Mele, in the case of Nischavi, lishmira miyule, we also b'yode shmira p'chuso. So then Rotzen is like, because he wants that the Shmira Mule should take place. And if his kavone was that he should carry out the chayfetz, in front of him, so then he'll be sure that it will not be stolen. And then he carried it out in back of him, so in other words, he didn't meet his approval, so the element of Rotzen is like it. Masha'im came where it's Nischavi, Lishmir of Chuso, and we also be ordained that it should be carried out of time. And it turned out that he carried it in front of him, so we cannot say that the element of Rotzen is like it, so that's why he's high. Now, so this is what Rabbi says. Elomai Kushe. So what's the kashi? So you can must listen kashi. I'm ischavu leitzul upon a bola achov pot. Hole achov bola achov chaye. E meseife le achov bola upon a bola chaye. Hole achov bola achov pot. So from the reishe. So we can be dayik that le achov bola achov is chaye. And from the seife we can be dayik that Le'achov Bo'le'achov is potter. Now, how could anyone say that Le'achov Bo'le'achov is potter at all? It's Nasis Machshavtei. But we could argue that Le'achov Bo'le'achov is potter because it's not Kederach HaMitzvah. Because after all, a cautious person does not like to carry out his chafotzim in his bag so that every thief could come over and take out the chafotzim. So in other words, so only people who are not so responsible. I mean, you could argue that way, that people who are not so cautious are made that way, but a cautious person is not made that way. So Mele, even though it is Chavu Leitil Achirov, Vehitil Achirov, so it should not be considered as Kiderech Amitzi, Kiderech Amitzi. So there is this apparent stire between the Diuk of the Reisha and the Diuk of the Seife. Omar Ablezer Tavre, Mishe Shonezu, Shonezu, Omar Avashe, Mai Kushi, Dilma Loi Miboy Koma, Loi Miboy Lachu, Bo Lachu, Dechaye, Visad, Machshavte, Elo Afiru Lachu, Bo Bifono. So then there is no, so certainly he is higher. And it's considered as far as Shalikida Hamitin, it's considered as Hamitin, because many people are Meitzil Achirem and they are not so kosher. So, Elo Afiru Lachu, Bo Bifono. So here I could argue that it's not in Lachis Machsheves. How could I argue that it's not in Lachis Machsheves? I could argue that it's not in Lachis Machsheves, not on the basis of the Rotzen aspect, of the Rotzen aspect. But Rotzen aspect, on the contrary, so if he had Rotzen, he approved of his Shvira Pruse, so he certainly approves of his Shvira Mule, but there is another aspect in Lachis Machsheves, the Yidiyah aspect. In other words, he saw every menachas b'secheike v'loyike v'loshocho, so Shabbos is potter. So mele we could argue that even ischav v'heitzi l'achiro ishvira p'chuso v'heitzi l'fono, so of course rotzen there is, but maybe you did there isn't, because he wasn't, because at that time he thought that he would carry it out l'fono. That he would carry it out Lachiro, and then he carried it out Lifono. So I could say that. So Komashmeron, Sal Katakatet Hamini, Elafil Lachiro Bolifono, Italy, Sal Katakatet Hamini, Hoy Vulisabu Machafil Lechaye, Komashmeron, Mishamish Puso, Elsvish Mulo de Haye. Now the question is, why is Haye? Let him be put there on the basis of that Yidiyah is lacking, like Hoysoev Nachat Mesechekei Lohikabo Bishocho, so then he's Potel, because the element of Yidiyah is lacking. Oh, there is a very simple difference, because over there now Teitzah says that even Rabbi Yude, who says Domashim Mishab Mizoseh, so it's also on Kolat Rekule, it's also on Shabbos, but there is a difference between Kolat Rekule and Shabbos. By Kolat Rekule, according to Rabbi Yude, so Domashim Mishab Mishayev, let's say Nozir, he's chayfe from fast pace, he's not allowed to comb his hair with the comb, but with his hands to straighten out his hair, he's allowed, but a Nozir. Why? Because Domashim is having. But according to Rabbi Yude, the Gemara says in Nozir, he's not allowed even to be chayfe from fast pace, his hair. And so, according to Rabbi Yude, suppose in Nozir would be chayfe from fast pace, his hand with his hair, and then he would tear out hair, he would be chayfe malkes. If there would be asroy, kabbalas asroy, so he would be chayev malkes, but by Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Yude, if someone will walk on grass, and then he will pluck out, it will turn out that he plucked out grass, he will not be chayev. Why? Because Midrash says it's mutter. Why? Because it's not in Lachis Machsheves. Why is it in Lachis Machsheves? Because the element of Yidiyah is lacking. Because true, according to Rabbi Yude, there is no general principle that any maise without kavone is no maise avera, there is no such aloche. But by Shabbos there is aloche, that if a meloche is done, if the asiyas ha-meloche is not coupled with the awareness, the idea that he is doing the meloche, so then it's not the Maisaveira Midrashe. So even in the case of walking on grass, so he knows that there is a possibility of walk out grass. But he, it's not a sure thing. So Mele Yidiye is lacking. So over there, so it's lacking that he'll be doing in Meloche. Mashenkin in this case, he knows that he'll do in Meloche, but he doesn't know that he'll do the meloche in that form, in the form that he did it. In other words, because when you carry in front of you, so you carry. When you carry in back of you, you carry. So the element of Yidiyah is there, but insofar as the element of Otzen is concerned, so then it's not only necessary that there should be Otzen to do a melache, that there should be rotzen, that melache should be done in that exact form. But as far as the aspect of his deed is concerned, so melachas machshavah so implies that it's necessary that he should be conscious of the fact that he's doing melache. But it's not necessary that he should be conscious of the fact that he is doing the melache in that form. So even though he thought he was doing the melache by carrying it in back of him, and then it turned out that he did melache by carrying it in front of him, but he had the idea that he was doing the melache. He didn't have the idea that he was doing it in that form, rather than he thought he was doing it in another form. So then there is no chisom of melachas machshavah. Right. Now, v'la'achov u'bo la'achov tanoi, v'tanye, ha'meitzi mo'iz mipundosi, u'pio le'mai lo'chayev, פיו למטו רבי נמחי וחכום אין פייטרין אומר לנו ביהודה יאתו מיידי מלאכו ובולאכו שהוא חייב ויום גלוי ויאתו מיידי כלכה להיות נרד משהו פותר אומר רבי יהודה אני אמרתי דבר אחד אני אמרתי דבר אחד אני לא יומות על שתשובה להיבריהם ואני אמרתי שתשובה להידבורה מדיקו מלו יאתו מיידי לאו נכלל לפת רבונון so the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritvo, they all point out that why does the Gemara Midayik why does the Gemara Midayik that Midikomalu hi atameidim lav michlau di patre rabonon? On the contrary, the plain connotation of that expression of hi atameidim bilacho bo lachov shel chayev, so the plain connotation of that expression is that they also agree that it's chayev. Otherwise, why should he say chayev? So the old Rishonim say that the diuk of the Gemara is not from that expression. From that expression, we certainly couldn't deduce that Michlal de Rad Patra Rabbonon. But the diuk is the Heilu Motzah Tshuva Livvorai. So he says, Mini Komal Yate Meidin. And then he said, the Heilu Motzah, Anilu Motzosi Tshuva Livvorayim, the Heilu Motzah Tshuva Livvorai. So in other words, why Motzah Tshuva Livvorai? Because they hold that patre. So, Tamecho, the Kamal, Yatamede, Michal, Mikhail, Rabude, Vatani Lachayode, Miragle, the Hakel Potter, Elacho, Bubo, Elacho, the Hakel Chai, Lachayode, because it's Nasas Machavte, and it's Kider Hamitzin also, because many people are not so cautious. Lachayode, Miragle, the Hakel Potter, because that's very unusual to be in the Hefet, Lachayode, Miragle. Keep ligeve pun dosi upio limato. Dosi upio limato. Mami dam lelacho, vubo lelacho. In other words, that it's kider hamitzi. Mami dam lei lacha yodei, that it's not kider hamitzi. Ben som ruo isho tone kol bebes alochi. Rabbi Leimer, I'm kabe piski. Tone shechein lavlori malchu so isinkei. Shechein lavlori malchu so isinkei. Bidaito limos from the zebe mitziv davar melech nochut, umotza acher omizkei.
But there is one case where that is important that we did go over for the last few lines, which is important. Now the case was Rebuda Imerach Mikabli Piski. Now, so we saw that Rashi has a very strange pshat. We explained Rashi's pshat, but all the other Rishonim don't explain the way Rashi does. Now, it's like before Rabbi Shmuel, שיש עוד המימון על המלך, שנעשי פיסקי של מלך לידע. לידע מי הם דברים לו בחלק חיוליסם. הוא בייס יצחי סוף, ונעשי נעשם בכיסי הנחוי מזרי. ואיסון כיסי עם חזרים פומים לפני הם פומים לאחרי. והבמה משגול ידסין הדוויר, שהוא חזר. ותנתם את רבי יוסוי, הוא יימן טוב על זה. But then Taisa says, "V'tanekame v'Rabbi Yehuda l'choshiv l'chayim." So that's a bit chiddush in Taisa, that v'tanekame is chiddush on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam, I mean, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah that he's chiddush, but he says that v'tanekame v'Rabbi Yehuda l'choshiv l'chayim. Now the Rambam bears on Mishnah
also says in Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, so it's the same pshat like Teitzves, except that whereas according to Teitzves, so this is placed, the piske, the letter, the piske, is placed in the belt. So according to Rashi, it's like, according to Rambam, it's like a necklace, and it is placed in the necklace. And that turns, that revolves. So then it says, "Vein halachic rabbi." So in other words, there is a machlekes. Of course, Rashi obviously will be chilikan on Tesis and the Rambam, because according to Rashi's pshat, so Rabbi Yehuda is telling us something that at first blush appears to be a blush. So we explained it. Why does he have to tell us? But it's not mistabera that the rabbanim would be chilik on Rabbi Yehuda. So it is evident that according to Rashi, the Tanakami is not chilik. Tanakami is not chilik on Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakami not chilik on Rabbi Yehuda. However, we see that the Miri says explicitly that the Tanakami is not chilik on Rabbi ומניחים את הכסובים בחליקותם, עבור, וסייך רחוקו, ויש להם כיסו, ותן להם איסו בחזורתו, ואף לנוס מליפון הפרובו ולאחות חיי, שאחרי דעת יומי לספק לא מסגל. ויש את ירשו, וכפול הספיסקי של מלאכים ובאינו, עד אחרי דעת אומר גם בסינו, ותן להם פסקי עם מסניהם. ופומים, שפויים לפניהם וחזר לאחריהם, ובו ברימי, שאף בדברי מלוכי שצריך השביר המלוכו חיי, שעל דעס כן נסחר. ורי שניכר, ובקום מוקי, רבי יהודה נחל שפזו עם תנקם אלו ששניהם מיידי. So the Miri is chilek on Tesis and the Rambam. Where is Tesis and the Rambam hold? Then the Tanakami is chilek on Rabbi Yehuda, and Tanakami says that it's chayiv only in the case of Ishach Geres Besino. But in the case of Kapli Piskin, he's Potter. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's chayiv in the case of Kapli Piskin. But the Miri says, no, there is no machleket between Tanakam and Rabbi. Now we have to understand. I mean, first of all, we have to understand why should Tanakam be chilek on Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, it seems the same. It's the same thing as the Ishach Geres Besino. Now, and the Miri mentions two pshatim in the Kabbalah's Piskei. One pshat is the same thing, but the purpose. So I mean, according to both pshatim in the Miri, Kabbalah's Piskei means that something in Piske is placed in the belt. Not in the necklace, as the Rambam explained it, but in the belt. And the belt revolves. So what originally was in front, so then 5 minutes later might be in the back, and vice versa. So But so the first chapter really is that the Kabbalah is scheme is shluchim or giving love with something mokim with mokim. That's a mailman. That's in modern lingo, it means a mailman. So one who carries mail. So he has a belt, and then it's hollow in the belt. It's hollow. It's hollow, and there he puts the letters. And then another pshat, he says, "V'yeshe p'yoshu b'kabulas piskin shalmelech heino b'heino." So what did Peter relate? Whether he carries mail for the king himself, for his majesty the king, or he carries mail for the common man? I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, does it pay to mention another pshat? So So we see, it's not a petty disagreement whether Mikabel Piske means a mailman carries mail for the coming man or someone who carries messages of the king. No, he says there is a big chiddush. But anyway, it's mashma from the Miri that regardless whether we accept the first portion in the Miri or the second portion in the Miri, there is no machlokes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have to understand Tesis and the Rambam. On what point is the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda? It seems that it's mamish the same thing to Yishav Yared Besino. Yishav Yared Besino is mamish. Mamish the same thing. So, it certainly tasteless and the Rambam are not running counter to the 27th Amendment. It's not that Isha Chagyar is Besinah because she's a woman, so we discriminate against her, and we say she's Chayav, but in Kapil Piskin is a man, so we say he's Chayav. So what's the difference? Why does Tesis say that has the Kamel de Rabbi Yehuda L'choshev L'chayav? Now, that it is Yom Teh and this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Inger of the Kabbalah Piskin. Horotzi mi migores. Neis mi neisei bikone hakone mitzav. Biderach hakone mi eschizer bisebe kibofono vreacho al yudeinu utzose. Ulkanekame, so the Tiferes Yisroel also assumes that there is a machlokes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't mention there is a machlokes, but he says there is a machlokes. Utanakame, kibido l'michal el b'hachazof, da'avdei merutzosem, yochel la'avdei, k'lo yargish, kishe yarze hadobo l'acho, v'hochel poter, kach t'lir. So the Tiferes Yisroel explains the machlokes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Tanakame says only by Yishav Gered Besino. So there, the Tanakame says that he is high. That he is high. Mashein came by Mikabel Piskin, Tanakame says he is what? Why? Because Mikabel Piskin, it's important Piskin. So he doesn't want. He doesn't want that as he wants, so the piske should fall out. So Mimele, since he doesn't want that the piske should fall out, so in the case where let's say the piske and Shabbos in the hollow pocket. In the middle of the belt, in front of it, here. And then he was mitzvah, and then he found out that he was carrying that message, that piske, not in front of him, it revolved. He carried it in back of him, and he's very unhappy. He's very unhappy that it should revolve. that the piskei should go to the bank, because as long as it's in front, so in case it falls out, he'll notice it. But if it's in back and he keeps on running because it has to deliver on time, I mean, if it's late, so he might be penalized. So the melee, so he runs, so it might fall out as he runs. The piskei might fall out from the hollow pocket in the back of the belt. So because of that, he's very unhappy. So the Tanna says that if he put it in front of him, the piskei, and then he was made see if we bow to the back of him, so he's spot there, because it's not in Lechas Machsheves. So first of all, the woman who is regarded as sinner, she doesn't have such valuable things in the sinner. And then she doesn't run. So if she doesn't run, why should it fall out? When a person runs and has something, so if it's not properly sealed, so then there is a possibility. In the course of running, it will fall out. I mean, this is how the Pharisees saw it. So we have to understand, what is it? There is a machlekes in the tzitzis. I mean, everybody agrees that there is a din of meleches machsheves. There is alechas machsheves. So there's a machlekes in the tzitzis, whether he is unhappy in case it turns, it revolves to the back, or so Rebbe says he doesn't care that it revolves to the back. So and the Tanakhan says he does care. That is the machlekes. So there is probably the Mitzias is what it is. So if according to Nekamim, the Pharisee oil says that he is unhappy when it revolves to the back, because then there is a greater possibility that it will fall out in the course of running. So Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that with this that this is Mitzias. And still Rabbi Yehuda says he is high. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in spite of the fact that he is unhappy, he doesn't want that it should revolve. It's because of the possibility it might fall out in the course of running. So in spite of that, it is in Melechas Machsheves, and according to Nekame, it's not in Melechas Machsheves. So we have to understand what it is. As a matter of fact, it's that the Gemara in Klal Gadol is in harmony with the Shita of the time, according to the Pshat given by the Pharisees. Now the Gemara in Klal Gadol learned it from the time ago. Hatzot halosim ba'beitze in chayru achas tachanei odalot Rabbi Yehuda in chayru shtayim shol Rabbi Yehuda tziv v'chaldishe omor in tziv v'chaldishe. So the Gemara has the kashi in chayru nam mishmitos l'shome omor Rabbi Yehuda shpotzes rob omor Rabbi Yehuda tziv shpotzik ay nisasik u ishmitos l'shome vabayim rob dam tabayim yopshim special yomus shamu ochet nikamo viz v'nef vei nichale keichel u'tzatzim. So Rashi says v'chi shedam achay tim dam ames וחיתן לכל עצמי מסחבי, כריח לשם של יומוס ויודי, הפלמס אין כאן ומסעסי. וחפשים הם מידן ולכת אצלי, עם מסרם ומי וחבו לו למחבי. והיא האיבן לאות ש... And if when it squeezes out the blood from the halose, so then it will necessarily and unavoidably die, the halose will die, but he's unhappy about it, even though he's certain that it will happen. But since he's unhappy about it, so maybe it's not in the leches machsheves. So maybe the Tanakame, the Tanakame says, if the officer, the rots, so put it in the hollow pocket in front, the hollow pocket in front, and then it turned out to be bad, and he was carrying it in the Mishus Arabi. That message, that piskei was kept in the bag, so, and he's unhappy about it, because that increased the chances of falling out, and then you'll have to give an accounting to the, how is it that he lost that piskei, the piskei's amela. So in many ways, it's not in Melechas Machsheves, just as over there, even though it's a psikreishi. It's the utmost certainty that as a result of squeezing out the blood from the chalozen will die. So still, and he knows it. So still it's considered that Masheves. So certainly here, he should be considered that Masheves. So that's from this of the Tanakame. Why is it? So he say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda will be chayyim, come dead into. So even though the Gemara in Talmud doesn't say doesn't say it explicitly, that Rabbi Yehuda is also agrees with that, but the Pashtus of the Gemara is that the Pashtus of the Gemara is that the Gemara is the Kashi. L'chayim manu shidus nishome, so the Kashi is not only Alibe Rabbana, Alibe Tanikana, Alibe Rabbi Yehuda too, but Teisa says it explicitly. ולחיי מה משית מוסה שומה ואפילו לרב יהודה דיום המתאו חבור את פות הפרק שם דייך אני תקצוס חי so they just say it's a me that this Gemara goes a little bit to Rav Yehuda too so in other words so Rav Yehuda also agrees with this halacha that where even in the case where it's his creation that it's bound to heaven but if he's unhappy with that which is bound to heaven which will necessarily happen. So it's not like Hashem is, so certainly here, he's unhappy with the fact that it revolved later. But there is one difference. See, over there, he's unhappy with the death of the Chalosah. That is an inconvenience for him, because the blood of a living Chalosah is much better as a dying agent than the blood of a dead Chalosah. So he's unhappy. He's unhappy with it. He don't. He's unhappy with the result. Mashiach in here, he's unhappy with the revolving of the belt. What does he care? He's unhappy in the Chathile. At the very outset, he doesn't want it to revolve. He doesn't. Why? Because he's afraid the result of the revolving in the course of his running, the piske might fall out. But if he knew that he can run 10 miles an hour, and the piske will not fall out, so he doesn't care that it revolves, not at all, 1,000 times. What does he care? He doesn't want, so it's not that he dislikes the revolving per se. It's not that he dislikes the revolving per se. He dislikes the revolving out of fear that maybe as a result of the revolving and his running, so to fall out, he will not notice, and then the king will hold him responsible. So, but it turned out that it didn't fall out. So as a matter of fact, so that means, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say it is Melachas Machsheves. When we say that it's inconsistent with Melachas Machsheves, if he's unhappy with the fact that the Melachas was done. But here, he's not unhappy with the fact that he carried the piski. He's very happy with the fact that the piski was carried. He was at the outset, because he doesn't have any wahakirish, so he didn't know at that time that it wouldn't fall out, that fortunately the piski would not fall out from the hollow pocket in the belt. So mainly, he was afraid that it shouldn't revolve. Less, together with the revolving, it fall out. But then it turned out that in spite of the fact that it revolved, it still didn't fall out. So he's very happy with the result in the end. But at the very outset, he doesn't want it because he doesn't know what the end will be. But since it turned out that it didn't fall out, so as a matter of fact, so his whole fear, lest it revolve, turned out to be pachachov. I mean, when he considers it retrospectively. So, Mimele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is considered Lechis Machsheves. The Aloche, the Xerosakosuf of Lechis Machsheves implies that if Miloche is done, even though the person knew that it will be done, as in the case of Hapensi, Chalos and Hapensi, but if it's done with his displeasure, so then it's not Lechis Machsheves. But here, when you use it retrospectively, so it was not done with his displeasure. At the very outset, he didn't want it to happen because he was afraid maybe to fall out. But then it turned out that the piske didn't fall out, so the melee it is considered Nachas Machsheves. And Tanakhama holds true that retrospectively it is not with his displeasure, but since at the very outset when he started to run and to carry it. This met his displeasure, his disapproval, so maybe it's not a machlekes. That's the machlekes between Tanakhama and Tanakhama. Now we can understand why the mere dimension structure, one pshat is that it's a regular mailman who carries messages for common people. And the second chat is, no, it's not a regular mailman. It's a special officer who carries the messages for the king. So he says, after all, he carries the message, the pieces of the king. It's not a light matter. It's a very serious matter. So he certainly is very reluctant that it should live out. But what can he do? He has to make the time. So he has to run. That's the best he can do. But he is very reluctant. He is very unhappy. Responsible, it's not the king's messages. So that's why the Miri says, alright, I'm sure that this is the pshat, I mean, in the tasteless, I mean, it's the clinket between the comment and the Miri. Alright, now the next mission. Hamitzi kikya lo shusarab, chayit. Hoitziyuo shnayi ptur. לא יוכל אחד ליציאים, יציאו שניים חיות, ורב שמעון פעיל. אומר רב יהודה, אמר רב, ואמר לו, אמר רב אייכלר, ואמר לו, מסנית את טונן, זה יוכל וזה יוכל, רב מרים לחיות, ורב יהודה ורב שמעון פעיל. זה אין יוכל וזה אין יוכל, רב יהודה ורב מרים לחיות, ורב שמעון פעיל. זה יוכל וזה אין יוכל, דברה כלך, So we have three situations. One situation is Zeyochel or Zeyochel. So the only one who says Zeyochel or Zeyochel is so the Achayev is Rav Meir. But Ben Rav Yehuda, Ben Rav Shimon say Zeyochel or Zeyochel is what? Zeyochel or Zeyochel means, let's say, suppose it's a light object. It's a light object. Let's say, and Ruvay can carry it out like this in one hand. But then Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven holds it here, and Shimon holds it here. So each one without the other would be able to carry it out. The chilpes. That when it's carried that way. But to carry it out. So it's a yochel, it's a yochel. It's a yochel, yochel. So Ramiya says a yochel, it's a yochel. So go with a chay. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say it's a yochel, it's a yochel. So they are both two. Reuven and Shimon. Then there is a second situation where it's in Yochel, it's in Yochel. Suppose Reuven and Shimon should carry out in the Mishus Arabim on their shoulders a very heavy beam. So one end of the beam is carried on the shoulder of Reuven, the other end of the beam is carried on the shoulder of Shimon. Now, Reuven by himself couldn't carry it in that position. He couldn't carry it. Maybe he could if he had the middle of the center of the beam on his shoulder. But when he has the end of the beam, so he couldn't carry it by himself. And Shimon by himself couldn't carry it in that position either. But the two together, they can carry it out. So it's a niyochel, it's a niyochel. So then, both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda say that it's high. Reb Meir certainly, because Reb Meir is mechayev in the case of the yochel, the yochel. But Reb Yehuda, in the case of the Yochel, is Peter, but in the case of the Yochel, is Chayim. Shimon is Peter in that case. Then we have a third situation, where Reuben is Yochel and Shimon is not Yochel. So the Mehakel is Chayim. Not the moral discuss who is Chayim, both Chayim, one is Chayim, which one? Alright. Taila Moch, Hameitzi, Gidol Shizraa, Mechayim, Tzitzi Yushnayim, Rabbi Mechayim, 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 מינו אני תונה רבונון סייסו סקול אוף רייס איז ביסוס קייט שטיין שול זיין איז מיליונס די רייס ביקאר קומ שייט די קומ איז ביכנס ווי ווי קאן די ציל צו שראבי יוך די קאלום דאן די וואס סייס איז סקול איז ביסוס בי קומ שול מייל או סו דאט זיי יוך יוך לייט אפ So these are examples of Sayyid Al-Khawziyah. Beagle Shabbero, that's a heavy act. The Tzilish is a rabbi. The Kemal Bim, the Tzilish is a rabbi. So it's a Yochel, it's a Yochel. The Amen. Im Yochel Achle Tzir, it's a Yushnai, Im Chayot. The Ba, Ptur. The Shimon Amen. The Yochel Achle Tzir, it's a Yushnai, Ptur. The Kachnema, the Aseiso, Yochel Chosu Chayet, Shnai Chosu, Ptur. Now let's see the Rashi. Very important Rashi. So he says, why the Rabbi Yehuda paid, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda paid here, the Lavuch Ebochel, Stamas Isra Rabbi Yehuda. So why does Rabbi Yehuda pattern in the case of Zey Yochel and Zey Yochel? So he says, because it's Lavuch Ebochel. It's Lavuch Ebochel. The Gemara mentions it first, so we can see what is it. The Gemara mentions it first. Alright. But Rashi says here, the Lavuch Ebochel. In other words, it's not Kedar HaMitzi. Ustamas is Rabbi Yehuda. Zeh Yochel, Zeh Yochel, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Chayel. Do Chayel Reitze Mishnai. Beho Sviva Le Rabbi Yehuda, Kereb Meir, Chayel. Be Rabbi Shimon Peiter. Be Yalik Mikroyet Yehuda Kamon. Now, the Gemara mentions Pesukim. Now, here, so, for everything there is a positive. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is by the case of Zey Yochel with Zey Yochel, so it's because of a posik. And why is it higher by Zey Yochel with Zey Yochel? Because there is no posik. According to Rav Shimon, so he has a posik for Zey Yochel with Zey Yochel too. So it's on the basis of Tzuki. And here Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda here, the Lavuch Ebochel, Ustamas Nisen, Rabbi Yehuda. So, not because of the posik, because it's Lavuch. And what is Lavuch? And then Zeyn Yochel, so it's Chayel. Why? Because the Uchayel. So, why does Rabbi Shimon say that he's Potea? Because he has a special posik. But Rabbi Yehuda does not have a special posik. So why does Rashi say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says Bazein Yochel Zein Yochel is Chayel, the Chayel Haitzi, because he doesn't have a special posik for Zein Yochel Zein Yochel. And Rabbi Shimon has a special posik. So the answer is, the plain pshat. True, we have, now let's see the Gemara. Bahaiko, the nefesh achasachta b'shrogam amoret b'aseiso, Rav Shimon saw a quote in the Utex. Nefesh sechto achasachta b'aseiso sechto. Chav, the mute is a ikem zemiya. That's a nefesh sechto. V'chav, achasachto, the mute is a yochel is a yochel. V'chav, and b'aseiso sechto, the mute is a yochel is a yochel. V'rav Yude, chav, the mute is a ikem zemiya. But Rabbi Yehuda also has three mute. So it doesn't have to be applied to this deal. But Rabbi Meir says that even Zeyochel is potter, even Zeyochel is chayel, but there is a mute. So it's mashma from Goshen of Rashi. Three mutes. Nefesh achas chad mute. The uchad it chomish liyoch. So in other words, the beauty is chilek on Rabbi Meir, is chilek on Rabbi Yehuda, And Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, whereas that Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Darsh, Yochitzech, Nefesech, Achasech, Vaseyusech, so according to Reb Meir, Nefeshachat is one thing. So there is only one miut in Nefeshachat, not one miut in Nefesh and one in Achas, but in one miut in Nefeshachat. But Vaseyusech, that Reb Meir also considers as another miut, as an additional miut. So maybe he has two miut. One miut is from Nefesh, Achas, Sechto, and another miut is from Basei Sechto. So maybe two miut, Chavu miut Zeikel Zeimilach, Chavu miut Yochid Choso Beruaz Bezer, Yochid Choso Beruaz Bezer. Now, so according to Rabbi Yude, we have three miuti. So one miut is Yochid Choso Beruaz Bezer, one miut is Zeikel Zeimilach, and one miut is Zeyochel Zeyochel. Now the Torah doesn't spell out Zeyochel Zeyochel, nor does the Torah spell out Zeyin Zeyochel Zeyin Yochel. So the question arises, well, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that that miut is for the purpose of excluding Zeyochel Zeyochel, and maybe Zeyin Yochel Zeyin Yochel is higher, maybe it's vice versa. Maybe that miut obviously has to be excluded. There's no doubt about it. And then a contribute, so Yochid Choso was best, has to be despite it. Now we have another miut. So how does Rabbi know that the other miut is excluded? Zay Yochid Zay Yochid. Mimele Zay Yochid Zay Yochid is chayv. Maybe just that way. So she says, because if it's a question as to whether we have to exclude Zeyochel Zeyochel or to exclude Zeyochel Zeyochel, so it's mistaber to Rabbi Yehuda that the purpose of this miut was to exclude Zeyochel Zeyochel, because that's not so usual as Zeyochel Zeyochel. But it doesn't mean that it's on the basis of Tlachya. If it had been on the basis of Hayat, why do you need the Pasik? And then why should the Hamea be Chenik on Rabbi Yehuda? Everybody agrees that Tlachayad, if it's not Tidah HaMtzin, the answer is, Tlachayad means if it's completely unnatural. But if many times it is carried that way, even though most of the time it's not carried, so that's not Tlachayad, we saw that. That's not Tlachayad. We mean it is Mele, so most of the time a person doesn't carry objects in his right hand nor in his left hand. But it's very, very frequently a person does carry that way, so it's Hidah HaMtzin. So here too, of course, most of the time, if you take a statistics of the people who walk in the street, so you'll see that most of the people do not carry two carrying one object. But many times it's done. So maybe it is Hidah HaMtzin. But since we have a miut, and the question arises, what is a mimayit? Is it mimayit yochzen yochzen yochel, or it's mimayit zein yochel zein yochel? And on the contrary, zein yochel zein yochel is chayav. How do we know? So he says, no. It's mistaber that since the Torah is mimayit one of the two, and zeyochel is not as usual, and zeyochel, because if it is a light object, why should two individuals carry it? Why? Unless they want to have fun. All right, yeah. But otherwise, why should we both carry it? Masha'imke, zeyochel, there's the only way to carry it. How else can it be carried out? By two people carrying it out on their shoulders. So that's more frequent than Zeyochel Zeyochel. So since we have only one miut, so you might that. But according to Rav Shimon, we have two miut. So we are Mimayit Zeyochel Zeyochel, and then we are also Mimayit Zeyochel. But Rashi doesn't mean that it's on the basis of Ravachai. It's not like if it had been on the basis of Ravachai, so Rav Meir wouldn't be Chayyim. I'm mentioning it because from the Mashor, from a certain Mashor on the Rashi, from the Gimel Daled, it's Mashma, that he understood, I mean, it's not so explicit in the Mashor.
You could be deichik the mashal. I mean, the mashal doesn't mean it, but it's mashma. The pashtus of the mashal is mashma that he understood Rashi. That Rashi is saying that the reason is why zeyochel is poter, zeyochel is chayev is because zeyochel is poter is because it's labu chayev, and zeyochel because it is chayev. But it's not that. The agrees in Uchel. But even Ziyochel doesn't come within the category of Tlachia. But that's only a riot. That's the proof, the meeting of proof that Rabbi Yehuda had as to why the Kabbalah Sakosuf was to be mimayit Ziyochel and not to be mimayit Ziyochel. Alright, now, so we're left off in Rashi. Zeyochel with Tim Schneider and Wagenheim, come before Schneider and Heim. Hoy Gassin, Tim Schneider and Wiener Heim, we are sitting upon. The Pure in the Yochel and Wiener Kolech and the Hot Wimma, for the Zeyochel, the Yochel Pot, who made the Haigan and Wiener Heim. Lucky is, because Gimel Schneider had to put four of the Eren, the Hubi Ame. So, we do have a Yochel, we live in Master Nashibot, the Karaka machine to the Mesa. The Roman Fed Mogol machine to the Mesa, the Konvici, the Kolano, Zeyochel is Yochel. Hegel, Hegel, we kill daily men. We lach yoch mitzi, we mach yoch lach mitzi. Nefesh echto, mashma nefesh, hoi mitoshes. Chad, we lach yoch mitzi, yoch mitzi, rab. We zeh mniya, mishu sa yoch. Yichol kamo mitzi, vela chad yiru, mistabre, da ayu, di bimai. Da ayu kom mit paulge, ma hai paulge. Vi leke, chad, misayu, yichol. They're very important, Rashi. And Rashi powers it up, this is Rashi's pshat. In the whole Indian of Zeykel Zemniach and Zeyochel Zeyochel Zeyniochel Zeyniochel, according to Rashi, in final analysis there is only one Ptur. In final analysis, according to everybody, even according to Rashi, there is only one Ptur, and that is the Ptur of Zeykel Zemniach. When each one does a fraction of the Mloch, a Mikzas Mloch. That's the only meal there is. There is no other meal. But according to Rameyah, he just has two mutim. So one mutim is my Yochel Joseph Rosh Ben, something else entirely. And then the other mutim is my Zeikel Zemdiach. So you only have one aloche, that where each person does a fraction of the aloche, a part of the aloche, so then they're up to. Then Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing. There is only one Ptur. Basis of Kulo Belui Basis of Mitzos. It's the only thing that there is. But it's not only the case where Reuven is Eker and Shimon is Meniach. Let's say Reuven throws the ball to Shimon and Shimon catches it. So then Reuven makes the Akira, Shimon makes the Anoche. So then it's each one does half of the Meloche. But in the case of Zeyochel and Zeyochel, Reuven and Shimon carry out the Sefer together, the Rishus Rabbi, so it's considered, this is what the Zakosov tells us, that it's not considered that Reuven does the whole Meloche and Shimon does the whole Meloche, but that Reuven does half of the Meloche and Shimon does half of the Meloche. So the Melee in final analysis, once you say, that when Zeyochel is Zeyochel, Reuven is considered doing half Meloche, and Shimon is considered to be doing half Meloche. Not that each one is doing the whole Meloche. So mainly it comes within the same category as Zeykel Zemniach. Why Zeykel Zemniach Poter? Because there are two ingredients. So the Meloche consists of Akira and Anoche. So if Reuven does the Akira, Shimon does the Anoche, so each one does a Mitzvah Meloche. And here too, Zeyochel is Zeyochel, so each one does half Meloche. So it's mamish like Zeykel Zemniach. But if we didn't have a special posik, I would say it's not mamish like Zeykel Zemniach. Zeykel Zemniach, so then you see us, Reuven does half of the Meloche and Shimon does the other half. But here, each one, I would say, each one does the whole Meloche. And this is exactly what Rameyah says. But Rabbi Yehuda, because he has another miyud, so he says that miyud tells us that it's not considered that each one does the whole Meloche, but that each one does the half Meloch, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mele is the same tour as Zeykel Zemniach. Then, Mashinke, Zeyni Yochel, Zeyni Yochel. So even Rabbi Yehuda says, case of Zeinu Yochel, Zeinu Yochel, then each one is considered to be doing Kol Yochel, because after all, his share, his work, his effort, his keach is indispensable to the Melachim, towards the realization of the Melachim. So the Melech, that means that he's doing the whole Melachim because he can't eliminate it. He's indispensable. So he's doing the Melachim. And the other fellow is also doing the Melachim because the other fellow is also indispensable. So the Melech, Rav Shimon says, Rav Yehuda says, he's higher. But Rav Shimon is chilek, he has another mute. So what's the pshat in that other mute? That if you are saying Yoch, but in Yoch, it's not considered that each one is doing Yoche, but that each one is doing Heaven Yoche. If each one is doing Heaven Yoche, so the Melech is the same Ptur as the Yoch of the Melech. So in my analysis, it's one Ptur. Ba'aseiso kulobolo, ba'aseiso mitzoso. And Rashi was medayiket. It was medayiket from the Roshim, especially the Roshim in Dav Gimel Medal. I mean, this, you can't mention a guy. Tanya Rebbe in the Amores Vasei Soiz is four ways to Soso. Yochi Vosso is a Chayim Shnayim Vosso is a Ptur. Now here the Gemara is not discussing two people carrying out an object. The Gemara is only discussing Zeik of Zemiliyah. So why do you have to mention Yochid Meiso is a Chayim Shnayim Vosso is a Ptur? So he said, this is what Yochid Shnayim Vosso is a Ptur. Uben is Eikei Hashem Yomim. It's a purpose. The answer is no. Because the Gemara wants to emphasize that there is only one other. Two, there are many psukim. But in final analysis, so there is only one Elohim. That Vaseisa Kulo Vaseisa Mitzoso. But according to Rameya, so when is it an Indian of Vaseisa Mitzoso, only Zeik of Zemliach? Right, even by Zeyochel with Zeyochel, it's not that, it's Vaseisa Kulo. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Zeyochel with Zeyochel, it's also Vaseisa Mitzoso. But not by Zeyochel, Zeyochel, Zeyochel. According to Rabbi Shimon, even by Zeyochel with Zeyochel, it's also Vaseisa Mitzoso. But in final analysis, there is only one thing, Vaseisa Kulo Vaseisa Mitzoso. Alright, this is what Rashi says. Oh. The whole Kamala will cause him, and will have you, Mr. the high in the mind, the high covet power, the high power, the like a hand inside the cool. So it's Vasis of Kulas is also. The hand is able to have a feed up the card of it, the high with the cool of my with cool. When you say Yochel is a Yochel in the mind, the love who can remember the play. So even though if you make a sign, it's a little bit cooler, it's a little bit cooler, I mean, they both carry out, but Al-Pedin it's considered, that each one does have a Melach. The Chav, Yisurah, Mitzvah, Su, Zeyn, Yochel, Zeyn, Yochel, that would have the Ohio method. So then, it's more likely to be considered that each one is doing the Melach, because after all, it's indispensable. You can't eliminate it. So still, according to Rav Shimon, even in such a case, it's considered that each one is doing Yes. Yochid Joseph of the Horas Bezin is high. Yochid Joseph of the Horas Bezin is high. So he says, Yochid Joseph of the Bezin. He will Bezin Shachir Lita, the Chad Mimuti. So that means, when Rashi says, Yomisu, so it means, so that's the reason as to why, Rabbi Yehuda says that he's spot. He's spot because he knows. The Rabbi Shimon is time, right? And Rav Shimon says, Yochid Joseph de Vaz Bezin, and Yochid Joseph de Vaz Bezin, Nishai. So he's not a Ros. But the question is, but Rav Yehuda says that he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because he's an Onus. So Melele, the question is, if he's an Onus, so why do you need a Potter? We know that Onus is Potter of Paul. Now he says, "Hey, who bears the shachil al muta? The whole halachic boss our pi and the onus.
So that's why it's possible, according to Rabbi. So why would it be possible? So it's mashma that it's not mamishos. There are certain. You sometimes we have an onus. We don't need any eyes that is onus. Nagam rosh hashisin sabeis. So all right, the Torah speaks of nagam rosh hashisin sabeis to tell us that lanar is asadobo. But it's not the purpose of the of this pasuk is not to tell us that if she's four, she's anus. I mean that that is an effect. I mean we don't need the pasuk. So this is an onus that is obviously an onus gomur of my havdalah. Masheikin yochid she'osa b'yiro asbes. So without the pasuk, I would say it's not an onus gomur. It's not an onus gomur because hoyo v'yumi v'loma. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, this is the mitzias. So Mele, true, he relied on the psak of the biggest Talmud Chochem, but he could have learned himself. So he would have realized that the Talmud Chochem, who is the biggest Talmud Chochem, made a mistake. So in other words, so he could say that there is an element of neglect. There is an element of neglect. But the posik tells us that he's potter, so it's not just the Xeras HaKosuk he's potter. Just like that, he's potter. No. The Xeras HaKosuk is that he's potter because Al-Bidin is considered a constable. Even though we can still conceive of an element of neglect. I mean, if he had been a bigger yokeya in Torah, so he would have realized that the Torah had made a mistake, but he wasn't such a yokeya. Yokai Torah loy matzos loy sami. So maybe we could, without the posik, we would say he's not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. But because actually, the Rambam says in Hilches Ishes that the Ishes is soy shezin sobeines mitaras lebay vichei. Eishes Yisroel shezin so b'sheik. Not Venus. Not Venus. In other words, let's say she made a mistake, she thought it was her husband, and then it turned out it was somebody else. So she's also b'teres alayim. So the Rambam explains, she'ashgobo tzadeinus yeshbo. So in other words, because, so, after all, we have aloche v'hi lo nitfosam. Ho nitfosam u'teres. What does nitfosam mean? It's force. That means Amos. But she wasn't forced. She made a mistake. She thought it was her husband. So, how do we know that she's Muteres Lebailo? The answer is, every Shgobo has an element of innocence. So then the question is, if every Shgobo has an element of innocence, now Anonus is Potterim Ovikom. So, now let's say, a Nara Moroso, Shenenso. She remembers to bring the korban, so that's it. Roshe, ein la naro chit mishpat moves. Kashi yoko mish, ein la naro chit. She ptur nakor. The Sifri says. So that word so onus is mufke not only of mitzvah of malkes of mitzvah shemayim of kores. It's mufke of korban too onus. So and the Rambam says that the reason is why she's holding she's in so bishenik in terms of Bible she has gogo tzadinis yeshbo. So the question is, so why should the Sheikh be Mukhiv Khatos? The answer is there are all degrees of there are all kinds of degrees of Amos. There is an Amos that is an unscumbo of my Havel Rebbe, where it's completely where the person is completely without any fault whatsoever. That's an Aram Rosso Genens. I mean, so it's completely faultless. What could she have done? So, that kind of non-scumbo of my Havel Rebbe, when the person is completely without any fault whatsoever, so he's moved his quarter of God. But then, there is an onus who has a dinonus, but he's not mamish non-scumbo. He has a dinonus. So, vis-a-vis onshin, let's say, not only onshin the other, but even onshin the shamayim, misid the shamayim, kores, so vis-a-vis onshin, every shaykh has a dinonus. Every sheikh has a dinos. And actually, it's two psukim. Because on one hand, we have a posik in the Torah, Lanar is asidop. In Lanar, Chayt Mishpat Mokes, Kiyashiyok, Mishal, Utsochit, in Adobar Hazel. So that tells us that the nonus gomu is potter of everything. And as he says, In Lanar, Chayt Mishpat Mokes, Ptur of Nakor. That's a nonus gomu, without any fault. But then the Safro, in the Safro, and the last week 7. So he says, "Vinosati is what I believe. Shahu, Shahu v'loyene, Shahu v'loyshevi." So in other words, that Mavir is Nila Meleich. So he's higher, Mises, Bezdin, Kores. So only if he's amazed. But if he's shady, can the no knows, he's part. So from this posse, we are mind onus and shady, b'chol emach. But it's two separate things. Every shady is not an onus. Because a shady is a chayte, an onus. He's without any fault, he's not even a chayte. But a shady is not a roshe, but a chayte he is. An onus does not have to do tshuve, an onus don't. A shady has to do tshuve. So, and here, the safro is mind, bein onus, bein shady, from the chayte chorus. The answer is, it's two separate halachas of onus. The posit when Allah says a dovo in la nora in la nara chit mishpat modes kashya in shalom in usokhi ava zeh implies that if someone is in a muskomo with my habu in my bar who is completely hopeless, so then he's part of everything. He's not in a chete. He's part of everything, give him of calm. But then there is another aloche of in a psaki es polai bu ishahu hahu v'leonus v'le sheyeik. So that tells us not only an onus gomu of my habu neva. Anyone who outdid is considered an onus. He's potter of onus. But that kind of onus is not potter of God. So melee. So here onus doesn't mean that the onus gomu of my habu neva. Anyone who outdid is considered onus. So melee. Onus and chedik the sign half. Now the Rambam says that on the three averes that Yehod lo yaveh, suppose it's over blowing the Arak, even on the Tziche, so he's potter of Anshi. But the halacha of Nagel is as a dobo, that he's not even a chete, we couldn't apply to him, because here he certainly is a chete. Of course he's a chete, I mean, he acted against the Torah says that he has to give up his life, and he killed someone, so he's a very big chete. But he has indeed knows. So he's part of Onshi. So his onus is implicit in the Xerasakosu of Nisaki Esponai Ben Shahu, Hahu Ben Onus, Hahu Ben Sheni, Ben Mute. But it's not implicit in the Xerasakosu of Eila Naro Chepin Shpat Moves. Because that of Eila Naro Chepin Shpat Moves that he's part of Ibn of Kol, that only applies to an onus gomo of my Hahu Meva. But it doesn't apply to one who is not in the Mezgomo, who is at fault, neglectful, but he has a dinos. He is not so much, so he has it because he has a dinos. So even someone who was in the Mezor and was in Gala Arias under the threat of death, or who killed the human being under the threat of death, so of course he's a chayte, but he has a dinos, he's potter of this. Yes, he knows. Now, the Mishnah in Chalgotl says, and Rambam also passed on like that, that the Tzilek Shemishmo shall shoma me'ilom ika Shabbos, and then he became Baal Tshuva, so he brings one chatos for all the Melochas and all the Shachoses that he was Mechalel. Let's say somebody was a Tzilek Shemishmo, and for 20 years he was Mechalel Shabbos. Every Shabbos, he did 50 melachos every Shabbos. Then he comes to Baal Tshuva, so he's mechuyev to bring one kohen. Now, the question is, why is he chayev a kohen, but Tinik Shemishbo, the Rambam says, is a din of onus, and the Rambam passes in regard to the karayim, that those who were raised in such homes. So they are even kosher eidus with the rice, and the shkite is ksheiro in kafir eidus. And the kosher eidus, they don't have a din of mume. Why? Because it's vice versa in the Yodayim. So they are nusim. And the nonus, the Sifri says, is it impossible? There are also pastors in the Shkodes, that the nonus doesn't even have to bring coffee. So how is it a Tinik Shemishbo? Such a Tinik Shemishbo who never heard until he became a Baal Tshuva, he never heard of Shabbos. So still is mechuyev to bring a call, but one call, because there is one Shabbos. But an onus doesn't have to, is not mechuyev to call. And the answer is there are two kinds of onus. There is an onus gomu of my Havel Nevad, of my Havel Nevad. So that kind of nonus is potahim of kom, like Naram also Shenenso. And then there is another onus that is nismayit from the posik Vonesati Esponai Bonishayu. That's a dinos. So someone was in there and resolved the Raisi Shivas Domin. So has a dinos, he's got a function. But he's not a nonus domo, he's a chayte. So one who has only a dinos is only potter of onchi, but he's not potter of chavones. Who is potter of the chatos? One who is a nonus domo, who is entirely faultless. So Memele, even a Tilik Shemichbo only has a dinonus. So the fact that he has a dinonus is Mafkiya the Shem Roshet, what the Chayti is. So it's like Shegei. But the Chayti is. So Memele, he's Chayev. So even a Tilik Shemichbo is considered to be at fault. Why? Because he should have become a Baal Tshuva before he was Mechal Shabbos 1,000 times. He could have become. How? How did he become a Baal Tshuva after being Mechal Shabbos 1,000 times? So he became him. So apparently an opportunity was afforded to him to become a Baal Tshuva. So there was an element of neglect. If there hadn't been any element of neglect, so then the Torah would declare him as an honest Gomor. And it wouldn't even be mechuyev to bring kom. So merely here too. Without the posik, I would say he's a sheyik. So every sheyik is sabin nesiyeshbo, has a dinonus. But he's not a nonus gomor of my Adam Leva. But because of this posik, so Yochit also be was present, now Libid Rabbi Yehuda is considered to be a nonus gomor of my Adam Leva. Completely faultless. But without the posik, I would say he's not a nonus, he's just a regular sheyik. Yes, what is it?
Why is it then that the
Tinek Shemichah who's called the Tshuva has to have many korbanos?
What?
Because for each individual action that he did, he could have gotten the Tshuva. So why is it because many korbanos? Why is it?
No, because it's one
Shgob. A Tinek Shemichah that Loyoda, Loyshoma, Mishabes Neilon, and then he found out that he became a Tshuva. So then he brings only one call. Now, why? Because it's one Shgob. You see, so one Shgob, so we may like. So for the same reason that if someone was Michal Shabbos, Lamites Miloches, and Behelim Shabbos, who's Dein Loches, because he thought it was Sunday, and he was Michal Shabbos, he knows Lamites Miloches, so he brings only one call. If he knew it was Shabbos, and he was shaking Kisimes separately, and he was shaking then in the thing Fire separately, so then he brings the call Manich Miloches, Lamites Miloches. But if he had a Helen Shabbos, so he brings only one Chatos for all the Lamites Miloches. Why? Because it's one Shgogo. So a Tinek Shemichbo, vis-a-vis a Tinek Shemichbo, who never heard of Shabbos, so it's one Shgogo. So he brings one call. All right. Good. Yes, ma'am.
Isn't the
Messias
by Tinek Shemichbo,
in
the whole point of when he was captured, it's not
shy that
someone that you came to before them.
So from this it's a Raya. That even Tinek Shemichbo in Akum, there is an element of it. Otherwise, the Torah would say, so the Aloha would declare that the Tinek Shemichbo is spot on
the
call.
It's like the Gemara says, the Gemara equates the Tinek Shemichbo with Yershin is Gaia, so it's one quarter. So my guess is not shy, but
we know he's a close, but am I supporting him? I mean, Gershin is Gaia, so he's not Bechoyim to Mitzvahs. But, in the Hanabe, if he care, he would be Mechoyim Mitzvah, so there is an element of neglect in the Gertor.
But the Gemara equates them.
What?
The Gemara in Rabbi Shmuel,
yeah,
Rabbi
Shmuel. Yeah, fine,
so
okay.
Rabbi
Shmuel
equation.
No, I mean, there is an equation, but there is one difference. In other words, Gershon is Gaia, and then he was Mechal Shabbos after the Gerus. So it's like, Mamish, like Gershon in Yitmo, after the Gerus in Mechal Shabbos, because he was Mechaya, and I suppose that the best was Mikaya and didn't teach the halachas of Shabbos. So in many ways like a Tinek Shemichbo. Alright. Now the Rashi. First. Tchei Biyut. Ksive. Nefesh Achas. אחד מיעוט הוא, הוא חלק קרוב לאשתו יום. זה שלא חלק קרוב לאשתו יום. No, okay, up to it. Now, I just, there is one taste for this. Now, okay, that's it. We don't have time, I mean, for other things, but just one little taste for this. That has to do with this image. Okay, that's it. We have Shimon, Yochi, Chaoso, there was best to its own home. We worry that Shimon, that Shimon, we time made. The Omar, Yochi, Chaoso, there was best to hire the president. So how is, what is Rashi's Gilsay? Rashi's Gilsay is the same Gilsay that we have, that we have in our text. The Rav Shimon, Ritaimei, Omar Yochi, Chaoso, Behoaz, Bez, Mchayim. Mchayim. But there was another Gilsay. The Rav Shimon, Yochi, Chaoso, Behoaz, Bez, Mitzoh, Chosa, Bez, Bidna, Kimine. According to Rashi's Gilsay, that's our Gilsay. So Rav Shimon holds that Yochi, Chaoso, Behoaz, Bez, Mitzchayim. According to Tesvitz Gilsay, Rav Shimon holds that he's potter. But it is so obvious, according to Rav Shimon, that he's potter, that it's not even necessary to resort to a positive. So according to Rav Yude, we have to resort to a positive. But according to Rav Shimon, it is so obvious that we don't even have to resort to a positive. Rav Shimon, Yochai Chosin, was best to resort to a positive. But we have seen Rav Shimon in time, when Yochai Chosin was the highest. Keep your secret. No, this Gilsay is not correct, Tesvitz says. Dort nahm der Herr, der Tamm der Herr ist, hol ach, los, auf die Hände, die Mädchen, kappe was, und die Neue, der Pschinen bringt her, und vor der Steine, Taylor, die Welt, ein Onus. So, in other words, so it's a regular Onus, not the Dien Onus, but a regular Onus without Onus. Because the Pschinen, according to this Gilsa, according to Tensis Gilsa, the Pschinen she is, that even without the Pschinen, he is to be considered with a swore as an honest gomor of my argument. Because, after all, what should he do? I mean, he relied on the psak of the Chochem of Bezin. He shouldn't rely on the psak of Bezin. So mele, he is an honest gomor of my argument. So we don't even have to resort to it. But this is Stasis Gersay. But Rashi accepts the Gersay that we have now in our in other words, the Shimon holds. Yochit also be was based in Israel. So in other words, he's not an Onus. Why is he an Onus? Because the reason is he's not a Roshe, but he's a Shei. So the middle is, so he's a Chayte. But he's not an Onus God. He's not an Onus God. Now, let's see what the Ramban says. The Ramban mentions two terutzim on this discussion. Now in Pirka Matzliya, the Ramban mentions Rav Ramish Ravisev several many times. So the first tendency is that in Yochan Ame, that Rav Shimon holds Yochich also be words, there is Nishayim. So then why was Rav Shimon saying that Mishnah Tavgim and Helis? That he will be in Yodu Shetou, because of the Ben Shei Biyu Katorosom, Ben Shei Loi Biyu Katorosom. Vola Hayochi Vosa Opien, so he's potter, because over there is a chiyuv kom. What kom? We are dealing there, the Mishnah deals with Bez Nagod, not in ordinary Bez, but Bez Nagod, Bez Nishik Sagosis, who passed in the Tchil of his mutter. The Tchil of his mutter. And also the Vatzibar of Pien. So then the halacha is that every shevet has to be in Kovatari Kulein, every Seah Kores. So every shevet is Bez Nagodu. Passing the Tchil is Muter, and also in the Tzibra of PM, and then Bez Nagodu realized that he made a mistake, so then every Shevet brings a pack. And in Abrizore, in case Bez Nagodu passed in the Abrizore is Muter, and also in the Tzibra of PM, so they bring a pack and a soy, every Shevet. So there is a special special call when Bez Nagodu passed in the Tzibra of PM. So, in Mele, So, since Bein Hibiu Kaposom, Bein Shoyer Kaposom, it make a difference. Whether the Tzibur brought already the Korm or did not bring the Korm, in either event, inasmuch as there is a Chiyuv Korm, as there is a Chiyuv Korm incumbent upon the Tzibur, and that's, but there is no Korm incumbent upon the Yochid. So the Tzibur is considered as a person. The Tzibur is considered as a person. And the Korm is brought for the Chet HaKol, but as far as the Chet of the individual is concerned, there is no Chet Korm. So the Melech, so even the one who was a Peah, after the Bezna Godel realized its mistake, so he does not become a Chuyev either, because there is the Korm that the Tzibur brought, so that Korm will be the chaper for the whole Tzibur. So, I mean, the strange thing about it is that it says, Beishin Biu Kaparosom, Beishaloyim Biu Kaparosom. So, Bishloim, in the case of Shaloyim Biu Kaparosom, you can understand. But the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, Beishin Biu Kaparosom. Alright. So, that's the aloha. In other words, since the Korm is brought by the whole Tzibur, so that patterns the yochid from the korm and the individual. That's Harav Ramesh Barabi Yisuf stands. But in any other case where there is no korm of Bar incumbent upon Tzibur, so then yochid should also be was best in the court of Rabshim Yisrael. Then he says a remarkable text, very strange. V'achim tiyotzu, v'isham los, ki v'dichol zhul bohem, v'nizkiru, Kibisha Niska Hudo. There's probably a mistake. Kibisha Niska, I don't have a. What? Kibisha Hudo.